I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories. On this episode of The Dad Experience, Adam and Mike bring back special guest Eric Silvera. You may remember Eric from a previous episode, Parenting and Humor. Well, Eric's back, and he talks to Mike and Adam about all things parenting and comparing him to video games. We really think you're going to enjoy his interesting perspective on relating parenting to video games. So join us on this amazing journey that we all like to call
The Dad Experience.
Welcome to The Dad Experience. Excited about tonight or today or this episode, whenever you listen to it, night, day, late morning hours after coming home from a night out without the kids, who knows. But we're excited to bring Eric Silvera back with us. We had a great time with him, and it was a huge response from that episode. Eric's fans came out in droves, and we also picked up a lot of different listeners that really enjoyed that episode. So I thought, what better way to give the listeners what they want but bring them back for another episode? We got some exciting things to talk about on the podcast. Also returning and joining us after a little bit of a hiatus. He's had some family time going on and just raising the kids over the summertime. So, Mike, welcome back. You know, we've missed you here at the Dad Experience. How have things been going on?
Not too bad. Jamie and I actually ditched the kids for the weekend, and we went camping.
Nice.
Went tubing. Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun.
Nice. So I didn't realize that you went without the kids. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially when the kids aren't there. Since they're so young, they don't, I mean, they like the camping to an extent, and then they're just, okay, it's trees, I'm done. All right.
Yeah.
Where's the TV? So
Did you guys tent camp, or did you actually, like, stay in, like, a cabin?
No, we tent camped. Nice. We have a big Coleman. I think it's, like, a 10-person Coleman. Supposedly it'd be a 10-person Coleman. If it's a queen-size blow-up mattress, pretty nice. So that's right. All we
I think we bought that pool. Same tent, so I know what you're talking about. I think we bought it after we went on a camping trip with you. So I know which one you're talking about.
Right. I think you have the... Yeah, you have the newer one.
That's a good tent. I love it. That's great. You also had some other milestones happening this week. Do you want to talk about those, or...
Yep. Wednesday, Eli got his port out last week. It was fucking amazing,
I bet.
Dude. It was amazing to get that port out. It was like, you know, you're running a marathon. Well, it's not really a marathon. Whatever the long running, whatever
that would be
you
a
call
marathon,
that
Mike.
Is. Was it a marathon? I thought it was called something. Maybe
well, you could be an endurance. You can be an endurance runner. That's just like a super mile.
Anyways, I digress. The culmination of, you know, like 3.5 years.
I'll tell you, man. You texted me about that, and it made my day. It was one of the. It was a long time coming to see that happen and see that light at the end of the tunnel. And we've been talking about it a little bit here the last few months, and it just made my day. Because I, you know, not that it's not the same at all, but I understand when your kid's sick and you just want to continue to help them and
right.
The relief of just knowing that things are giving some sort of closure, right?
Right. Exactly.
So we're happy for you and your family. And
thanks.
You know, it's been awesome to hear that story's been going great. So
moving on, how's are things with you? How are you and the ladies? You're in a house of women. You're dead.
Everything's been going good. You know, we've been busy. We've had house guests here, been just hanging out with them. And you know, I've posted a couple things on our Instagram feed as of late, but, you know, by the time this comes out, it'll already been buried probably, but we've been, kind of taking in the staycation or just embracing the local sites. And I've been encouraging people, you know, go do it. Like it reconnected us with what's been going around in our community and just getting out and taking the kids and having the wife and I kind of just reintroduce ourselves to things around our area, going to museums and different festivals. So it's been tiring, but very and busy because with the family have their younger teenagers, we've just been trucking around the city and doing that with two other little ones, 1.5-year-old and, you know, almost 3-month-old. It can be tiring at times. So, but it's been
absolutely
fun, and it's been neat to kind of reintroduce ourselves to everything that's going around in the Metro Detroit area. So
yeah,
it's been pretty cool.
There's a lot of things going on around here.
There is. We went to see a concert last night or at a music fest at Pig and Whiskey and
Ferndale.
Man, we saw Lathal Sadi, and I didn't know the guy It was on The Voice, but I knew of him when he was playing in Ann Arbor, you know, through people, and just, I've never seen him before, but man, it was pretty sweet. So we had a good time doing that, nice free event, and it was a good time. So, you know, just continuing to do some of those things and gearing up for the rest of summer and all that goes along with it.
Nice.
So, you know, we said we brought Eric back. Eric, how's things been going since we talked to you? You've had a good adventure, some good adventures going on this summer already.
I have. Thank you for having me back on. I appreciate it. Also, I was like, I didn't want to interrupt you. Like, there's like cool stuff to go on, but Mike, congratulations to you and your family. I just figured I should mention that too. I didn't want to jump.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
That's awesome to hear. And things are going well on my end. So I got back a couple of weeks ago from a vacation. That's what Adam was referring to. I went to Spain with my wife, and we were away for what was supposed to be about, I think, 8 days. We got stuck in Spain. Our flights got canceled. We were really gone for about eight or nine nights and 10 days or so, something along those lines.
So you got extra days? Were they good?
Yeah. And our in-laws took care of the kids, and my parents came, and everyone stepped up. And we were actually pretty upset because we got to the airport, and they're like, "Oh, your flight's canceled." And we were ready. We were done to come home. And then once we realized that everything was going to be okay, we talked to our family and worked out all the details. We were like, "Oh, okay, no, let's just enjoy this." We were on the beach in the middle of Mallorca in the Mediterranean, so there are definitely worse places to get stranded. But yeah, we went away for. It was the first vacation we took in 5 years without kids. And it was like the first vacation I took in 5 years where I didn't work on a single trip. So it was really, I don't think I realized how burnt out I was. And it was awesome. And we basically partied for 10 days straight, and we drank and ate. And tomorrow is the start of like a diet and sobering up and eating salads and not like cured meat and hot dogs and whatever weird stuff we've been having. You know, basically we came back. You come back from vacation, you're like, all right, I'm going to pull it together. But it's 4th of July, and then it's like the middle of July, and then it's barbecues and swimming with the kids and all this kind of stuff. And then it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? So tomorrow I'm cleaning up my act.
Well, I talked to Eric a few weeks ago after having him on the show, and Eric had a unique perspective on another parenting thought. And Eric, you know, we were talking a little bit about it, and I thought it would be great for the podcast. So do you kind of want to give... the rundown, or you know, the elevator speech of what you and I discussed?
I've had this thought for a long time, and it's like slowly it's started to come together in the past month or two, that basically raising a kid is just like levels of a video game. And that's like the basic premise, and the idea being that, you know, you have a kid, you have a newborn, and you know, the first 6 weeks pass, you get to a month, you start to get the hang of it, and as each month progresses and you get a little further along, it's like the next level. You get to the next level, you learn something new. It's a new challenge, a new way you have to get. And then something happens, some kind of regression, and then you get sent back down a level. And then because you already kind of know what to do, you can figure it out pretty quickly, whatever the problem is, whatever you have, the challenge might be. And then you get back to that next level, and it just keeps going on and on and on like that, right? And that was the basic premise. And I've been telling people that for years. I'm like, well, what's it like being a dad or being a parent? It's like being a fucking video game. That's just like every time, every day, everything is a new thing, new challenge. You get to the level and go on, right? And then more recently, an old coworker of mine, she had posted a video on Instagram of her son like screaming, and I just kind of sent her a message on the side. I sent her a DM and said, you know, welcome to level 2 of you know, parenting is a video game. And she wrote back to me, do you have any cheat codes? I gave her some advice. And that's when I was like, oh shit. I was like, I'm onto something. This is like, she saw what I was throwing at. And from there, I kind of started mapping out my full thoughts of what it could be like. And I'm happy to share that with you guys too.
Awesome. So what is the boss after every level? I mean, I know it's the kid, but like, is it like this demagogue of the kid, or is it just the kid?
I hadn't even thought of a boss fight. That's incredible.
Not every video game level ends in a boss fight, but at the end of major, after a grouping of levels, you know, a chapter of levels.
I guess my adolescence is comparing this to like Super Mario Brothers, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
Well, it's funny because like, I for me, like I stopped playing video games like around college because I have like an addictive personality. So if I play video games, I get hooked, and that's all I do. So like I'm like in like the early mid 2000s, like the last time I've seriously played video games. So I haven't even thought about the boss fight.
Oh God, don't play Fortnite. Don't play Fortnite.
No, I know. Fortnite. Our nanny's son was like, you gotta play with me. I was like, dude, I legitimately can't play. I was like, I have a problem.
It's freaking awesome though. And I'm a terrible enabler, Eric.
I'm not going to download the app. I'm not going to put it out. I'm not going to do any of the kind of things you need to do.
I think, I hate to say this, but I think the last video game that I really played was GoldenEye. Like, I played video games.
That's not true. You played Rock Band.
I did. Oh, that's true. I played Rock Band. That's true. You're right. I did. But I did like that. It was fun. But, I mean,
that counts.
There was no boss at the end of that one.
You know what the boss is going to be? The boss has got to be like the month or two before they turn a new age, right? So like as they're about to turn one or two or three, and they like as like their bodies are transitioning to that, like and their brain development is transitioning to that next development. Those 2 months before where they start, like when they're 2 years and 10 months and they're starting to turn into like teenagers and they start to turn into like little assholes. And then when they're like 3 years and 10 months, which is where my son is now, and he's like kind of a little kid all of a sudden, and now everything's a question, and he's screaming all the time, and you're just like, oh God, I know this is going to be because you're going to be forced to, and you're going to do all the changes. You have to like get through that and like work out those details, because then you get to the level four or level three, whatever their age is, and you like have all those kind of challenges. I think that's like the boss period that you have to like try and beat and keep your insanity and not lose it.
See, now Eric, I thought about that too initially when you said the you know, that raising kids is like a levels of a video game. But I think it would be better suited if we had it on like an alphabetical list, because sometimes kids don't go through that period.
That's true.
Right at their age. So it'd be better if it wasn't numerically, you know, out like that. But like landmark.
Right, right. That's a good
point.
Like
when your son loses that first tooth.
Right.
That's a landmark. Like, whoa, man, you lost a tooth. You manned up. You know, you're not crying your eyeballs out. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's funny, when I hadn't thought about it from a numerical standpoint until we talked about the boss level. So I like the landmark thing. That's kind of how I was like rationalizing in my head, like certain periods, like, you know, like they have, like certain stages that they're going through. And those are the things that you kind of have to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take this back a step. So give me level one. What would level one look like, Eric?
I think, I mean, level one is just like literally the baby comes from like the.
It's a gimme level, man. That's a gimme level. Yeah. Like, you know, Mario just touches that star and like Mario 64 or something.
Yeah. Level one is literally you're in the hospital after the baby's born and there's like your family around and the nurses are there and you're like, well, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but like, all right, there are people that help me and just tell me this is how you swaddle. And like the baby nurse is there for like, this is how you breastfeed and you cup it this way and these are all the things that you do. And like, you know, you if you're there for 2 days and everything is, and the baby's healthy, not in the NICU or everything's kind of good to go, you know, they can take the baby at night so you get a good night's sleep. That's like level one. And then level two is like you get through that and you're a little freaked out, but you're like, you know what, I got this shit.
It's not too
and
bad.
Then you get
it's
home.
Not too I can handle right. this isn't too bad
right you walk into your house. You know, you strap them into the car. That's level two, is strapping them into the car. You get them in the car.
Yeah, driving
you're in a cab, in the train, wherever you are, you get them into the transportation, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, what do I – I've got to drive. I have this precious little thing behind me. Like, what do I do? Oh, I'm freaking out. Like, they're honking the car. People are honking at you because you're going so slow. And you're like, shut up. I got a kid back here. Like,
that
all
that guy was
kind
going
of stuff.
Way too freaking fast. Jesus.
Right, right. You're just freaking out. You're freaking the fuck out. Because this is like, you know, like your nightmare is like an accident happening in the car on your way home, right? But then you get home, level changes, and then you get home into the house and you're like, oh God, I'm alone. Like this, we're not in the hospital anymore. We have to do this. This is the real deal. And that's level two. And then like you close the door, you lock it, you're in, and then like you go to level three, okay? Because level two is like a fast one. You get in, figure out you made it home safely, you're good. You know, you figure out the straps of the car seat, all that stuff. Level three, and that's when it starts for real. Level three is when you're like, oh shit, here we go. And then I think level three lasts for a lot of weeks. maybe a couple of months. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think level three should last until the muconium stops.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Yeah.
Then you know you've accomplished. That's a feat, right? You talk about the first tooth. I'm saying if your child is still doing well and you're doing everything right, and that poop changes from the amniotic fluid to, you know, meconium to a regular formula poop, then you're doing something right, right? Everything's going well.
For sure.
So I think that's a good, and that would kind of put you right at the time of like learning. I think that next level, that third level where you're saying it's a couple of weeks, would be like, okay, is he or she hungry, or is it a dirty diaper? Or they just need to be held so they can fall asleep, you know, and then navigating that with foggy eyes, you know, that would be a great level for a video game, I think.
Right. Exactly. And literally you're on no sleep and your nerves are frayed and you're like, how do I get past this? What do I do? And you're like stuck at a certain point, you know, and like, you're just,
yeah, that's a level itself, man. Your kid's crying. You're working with no sleep.
Oh my God.
You gotta get over it. That's
I'm totally picturing this like, you know, when you have obstacles, like Mike said in the first, like Mario on the first level, that gimme level. Then all of a sudden those obstacles start having these little plants that pop up. And then all of a sudden these little plants start spitting fireballs. Those are like the little added things, like you didn't get a night's sleep. Go back to the beginning.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's like,
yep.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
You're constantly stuck at level three. You're like the first, maybe, I don't know, 4 months, 5 months of the baby. I'd say the first 3 months for sure. You're like,
I think that the big boss for this should be getting the baby to sleep through.
I was about to say sleep training and getting that period. If you can do that, you know, that's got to be it.
Right. Right. So give me the level that you think that you're on right now, Eric.
Oh man. I think I'm in that, like my son is that he'll be four in a couple of months, literally in it, four and I think, almost exactly 2 months, I'm in a period where we're getting like the brain is really seeing everything and hearing everything and questioning everything and not taking no for an answer. And I feel like I've been stuck here for a while and it's just like continuing on and on.
So what's your cheat code now?
That is, that's like level 48, level 50. I'm not
right.
Sure.
It is a high level.
Yeah.
We're up there. Is that what it is?
And so now it's like, I know like, if something happens, like it's so funny. We were talking about like the analogies, like now, like a cheat code for this time, right? Would be like there's like, if I was thinking of like, I know like tricks, right? So I know like, I'm like experienced enough now that if something happens that I've seen before, like, and it feels like a regression or like dropping down a level or whatever, like, I'm like, I got this. I can handle it. I can get back exactly where I need to be. I know like cheat codes, right? Like I know like my kid's about to freak out in public. And I don't want to embarrass, or I don't want like a complete meltdown. I know I just have to be like, all right, I'm going to like let you watch Rescue Bots tonight. Or I'm going to put on Lego Batman when we get home. Like you can watch like a little extra iPad time. I don't care if it's bribing. It's
it
a
is
cheat code.
Yeah,
right?
it's bribing. And yes, that is.
Yeah. But cheat codes are bribing too.
Right.
So good.
That is a cheat code. Right. But like he's not having a meltdown in public. He still looks like an angel. And like we go on with our day. All right. That's
boom.
Like. So I. Those are little things like that. And I mean, that's like when I was talking to my friend, she said, what are your cheat codes? I think I said to her like insignificant threats, bribing, and like one other stupid thing. You know what I mean? But like, that's kind of what you like need to do at a certain point. Just like I'm going to count to 10. If you're not here, when I get to 10, there's like no ice cream later, nice. No TV tonight. And you're like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then boom, they come by like 9, they're running over, you know?
You know what? I just thinking about the cheat codes, right, yeah. And I'm thinking about one right now, and it's with my boys with tablets. You know, it used to be, you know, you want to get them off these tablets, boom, done, time's done. They're small devices, that, you know, just snatch them up, you're done. So many tears and just absolute destruction. Just, I mean, they're just crying their eyes out. Now, the cheat code is this. Guys, I'm going to take these tablets in about 5 minutes. I set a timer. That timer comes off, I take your tablets. Boom. Done. No problems. I get a little grief.
Yeah, the timer.
Well, the older one, the younger one, man, he's excited to hand me that thing.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a point of reasoning, too, because like you can't do, like my daughter, you can't, like if she wants to look at photos on a phone, right? Because that's like her thing. You can't reason that with her. I can't set an alarm and do that.
No,
like
God, no.
A 1.5-year-old. There's no way. we can train them and have them listen for it.
And do that thing that you were going to, you told them that you're going to do. They'll learn like that, you know?
Right, but you still have the meltdown. But I agree with you. But you got to train them young. You got to start giving them the options. And you know, it's you know, there's a balance. There's a happy balance, like you guys were all saying. I don't necessarily think it's all cheating, even though we call it a cheat code, is what we're calling it here. I think that a lot of it just has to do with embracing what is the cultural normal or societal normal right now. And I think that's what that is. And I think that embracing it and having a balance is what's important. You know, one way or the other, is it necessarily good? I don't think so. Having it too much, obviously we know it's not very good. Having it not at all and alienating a child, you know, that's not always that great either. So I don't think that's, I mean, in my opinion, it's not cheating, but it can be bribing, I guess, but it works.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I'm using cheat code as like, that's like, you know, the analogy for the video game. You know? Right. Like, I don't know. It's not cheating.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm agreeing. No, right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm keeping it to the video game analogy. You know, I'll talk like single players, like one parent alone.
Exactly.
Double, you know, two players, you and your parents, two parents working together through the situation. You know, like that's.
So my question is this, is single player, do you get more bonus points at the end of that level?
Yeah,
maybe. Like I would never like take Jamie's accomplishment of like watching the kids all day and then like going shopping, which I hate, and like, so it's, you know, she clean the house sometimes. It's when she's, you know, by herself with the boys, and I'm amazed because I can never do that when I'm with them. Like I just watch them, and then, you know, maybe I run one errand. She's running like 15. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, moms are amazing. That's
absolutely.
Well, they absolutely are. So what is that power up, guys? You know how like in Mario you get the mushroom that makes you grow bigger. So you get that little bit extra if you get hit with something and it just takes you back one little bit of a step. So what is that keeps you going? What is that little caveat for us as parents?
Well, my wife was saying her power up, she was like, her thing with the power up is just like, it's like a self-esteem thing she was kind of saying. So it's like when your kid is freaking out and you just kind of like stay calm and you don't resort to bribing. And like you just nail the situation completely. She was like, you just feel fucking good. And I was just like, that's your power up. The fact that like, you're like, okay, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I'm a good parent. And then you just move on. So that's her version of it. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I can get down with that. I can go with that analogy. I can like live with that, which I think is actually the case. Yeah.
You've been vindicated.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, that's my power up.
Think of like the times like you like, you know, like we were talking about, like what's like losing a life in a game. She's like, when you're getting kicked and screamed and hit and being told you're not their daddy and they don't love you and like all that kind of stuff. And then like that sucks. But then if you they're freaking out and you're like you're losing it and then you finally like scream and you like go over the top. Like I like had a night recently where I just yelled. I just yelled. I couldn't take it. Miles was screaming for like 2 fucking hours, and I knew why, because he had started going to camp and he still naps. It was amazing that we still get him to nap, and he's almost 4, but at the camp they don't have naps, so for like 3 days he hadn't napped, and so he was just like his equilibrium was all off, he was exhausted, he went a bit later, and so I knew he was crazy just from like not sleeping,
sleep deprivation, holy crap.
So I knew why he was tired, I knew it, but at a certain point, he wouldn't get into the bed. He's fighting with me. He's waking up his sister. I'm sharing a room. Like, and I finally was just like, shut up! You know, I just lost it. And then like, of course, like he stopped. He paused, and then he screamed, "No! Oh, shut up!" And he's like, "Oh my god, that didn't solve me. That didn't solve anything at all."
I thought this story was going to go totally the opposite direction of him like bawling even more and then you feeling like instantly guilty.
No, I get him in bed and I feel guilty. I'm like, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, man, I fucking lost it. You know, I thought, and then instead of like him learning, you know, like I'm like, how to keep him close, he's now yelling, shut up back at me. I'm like, what am I teaching this kid that he thinks is a good thing? I was like, you know, so you're lying in bed. My wife's not home, and I'm internalizing all this. I'm like, God, like that's like just bad parenting, and it's totally normal. But it, like, you just feel like shit. That to me, that's like losing a life in a game. That's when you're just like, all right, I just went back down a level. I just lost it, and I like literally feel terrible. And now I've got to like in the morning kiss him and hug him up and like try and redeem. And then he wakes up and it's like didn't even bother him. I think, or who knows, but I would say that's losing a life.
Yeah. Well, this seems like a good place for us to take a short break. The Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can get the Dad Experience on the Parents On Demand Network app. You can download that app on the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store. There's many other parenting podcasts similar to the Dad Experience, some for both parents, some for moms, some for dads. There's a little bit for everybody out there, so check it out. And we will continue after the break talking to Eric about the video game theory of parenting. Welcome back to the Dad Experience, having a fun, exciting conversation. The video game levels of parenting, kind of looking at parenting in the modern era of video games and how it kind of relates to each level and kind of having some fun with it. But in reality, when you take a step back, some of it does seem to resemble video games for those of you out there that do play a lot of video games. So before the break, we're talking about the different levels, all the exciting stuff that goes along with that. And now we're just going to continue that conversation and talk about, so do you guys have kind of like maybe a vision of what, because none of us have teenage kids yet. We're on our way there, but none of us have teenage kids there yet. What do you think a teenage level will look like?
The bullying level where your kid comes home and he's crying, somebody's being a jerk to him at school. You want to say, well, next time that kid comes around. You feel like throwing, just grab a brick, smack him in the face.
That works out real well.
I mean, that's obviously that's the wrong answer. Don't ever do that.
I'm just going to tell my son that when he goes to day camp tomorrow. Like, hey, if that kid takes your toy, just get a fucking brick and knock him out.
Make sure you give us a call. That sounds like it's going to be a whole nother podcast episode. So
Yeah.
Buzz is going to get kicked out.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna. He's going to jail. Who told you? My daddy told me.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to jail. I think he might be going to jail there.
Eric. Yeah, at that point, Eric is going.
That was the last time Eric was on the podcast.
No. So what do you think? So let's look at it this way. What about prom night? About prom night? Now you guys, I mean,
yeah,
Eric, you have a girl, but I have two girls. Mike, you don't have girls, but you got to look at it a different perspective. What about prom night? What does that level look like? You know, Mike, I have a feeling I can just look at you and say
body bag and a shotgun. I told you this. I've already fucking told you this. Sorry.
God, Mike, you're so morbid.
Body bag and a shotgun, boys.
Jeez.
I mean, not loaded, but you can put a little fear into them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
This is, you know.
All right. So Eric, your daughter's going off to prom. You know, fast forward, you know, 17, 16 years. You know, right?
Yeah.
What does that level look like for you?
My God, yeah, right. You're really putting me on a trip. I'm like just trying to. She's not still. I'm just like
cleaning. I know, right? Still. Like, well, I know it's imagine. Hard, but
oh my God. I mean, I like the body bag and the shotgun idea. I like that idea. Not a bad one. I it's funny. I remember before my son was born. This is a random tangent, but I think it's gonna get me to where I have to be. So I remember thinking to myself like. If I have a son, I gotta like stay fit and like get. She's always, you know, play games and all this stuff. And like, if I have a daughter, like whatever, I'm just gonna like let myself go, start rocking the dad jeans, the full on look and the white New Balance, like the Velcro shoes, and just like gotta rock my comb over and just like just kind of just go with it. And somebody was like, my buddy, mom was like, no, dude, he's like, if you have a daughter, like you have to. You want to be fit for them because they're going to have guys that are going to come around and you need to be like a scary dad. So like, remember, like, don't mess with my daughter. And so I think I want to like play it somewhere in between and prom night. Right. Cause like, I want to have a relationship with my daughter. Like, you know, like I have with my parents where like, they feel like they can, I'm very close with my mom. I know I talked a lot about my dad last time, but I'm very close with my mom as well. And in fact, I call my mom. I'm like, this is fucking sound like a mommy's boy, but I call my lunch break. I give my mom a call almost every day and we chat for a little bit and things like that. And I catch up with what's going on. So like, I want like from, you know, a dad daughter relationship, similar to what I have with my mom too. Where, you know, she feels like she can talk to me about anything. So I want that element and, you know, I want her to feel comfortable when she has a boyfriend bringing him around me and, you know, all that kind of, be able to talk about that stuff with me. So prom night, I want to know, like, I want her to feel like she can talk to me about whatever might be going on, whatever she's thinking. But at the same time, I want that other element that we were talking about, that body bag and a shotgun. And that, like, my friend be like, no, you need to stay fit throughout the entire time you have a daughter so that, like, people know not to mess with her. That where, like, whoever does come around knows, like, all right, don't fuck with my daughter. just because I'm like, seem like a nice guy and I crack jokes, I'm actually insane and I will mess you up if you mess around too much. And so I think that that night it's got to be like the balance between the two somehow. And then like disarm the guy with a joke and then let him know, you know, not to mess around.
Well, you know, it sounds like, Eric, so you're a comedian guy, so I'm going to try and relate it to something. I mean, you can tell me I'm totally off base. It's like going from being Caddyshack humor or like, I don't know, it's one of those movies that are just really funny, or The Jerk or some of the classic comedy movies of the fun, right, you know, laid back kind of dad, and going from that to the Very Bad Things movie comedy. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that movie?
Right, exactly.
I mean, that goes dark quick, but it's a comedy. So like, it sounds like it's kind of that balance you got to find between those two bookends, you know? So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to lie. Like I already know, if we're comparing it to video games, I'm shooting down that black hole right now because I'm not the one staying fit at all. I used to be, but now, oh, I'm still in trouble. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm going to be, you know, I have to start working out tomorrow, I guess. But I don't know. Like I'm a pretty sensitive guy. I think it's people have figured that out. Yeah. So I'm going to be probably an emotional wreck. I think my wife is going to be the one that's going to be that, like, one that champions that level and like defeats the boss, whatever the boss may be, because I'm going to be the blubbering dad behind the camera. There was a movie, it just came out, Blockers. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about when you said what that level, like, I was going to be like, it's just got to be like,
what's that? What's that? The wrestler that's in it. What's his name?
Right. John Cena. Yeah,
he's like this big bulky guy, but he's like this blubbering idiot behind his daughter the whole time. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny scene. I think I'm going to be that guy. I think I'm going to be the blubbering idiot. I already am. Yeah. Like, I can't get through like that. Those children's books that start with, you know, the your child being born and takes you all the way through, like, the one I just read recently was like me becoming a grandfather. I was like, I have like tears running down the page, oh, and I'm God, like, this is horrible. Who writes this stuff? I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore. Get this book out of her room. I'm like yelling at my wife, get it out of here. So, but yeah, I think I'm the blubbering idiot. So I think I'm going to like, I think my game's just going to continue. You know, it's just going to keep going because I'm going to keep falling down that black hole. Cause one, I'm out of shape, so no one's going to be intimidated by me. Two, everybody can be. I just can't keep it. I can't keep my tears back. So I'm done for. And I have two girls. So like, that's it, man.
Yeah.
No, really, I know. I don't know what powering up is going to happen or whatever for me, man. Cause I'm really done for. I'm a sensitive person as it is. So.
Well, you know what? Here's, I guess you got to look at it like this. And this is, you know, if you have a boy or a girl and whoever they wind up with, right? If they, whoever their prom date is, whatever it may be, whatever the situation is, you just got to hope that they're going with someone that they like. Or if, even if they're going by themselves, they got a group of friends that they, you know, whatever it might be, I think you just got to hope for that. And if you get them to a place where they feel good about the night and, you know, maybe they're going to sneak a few drinks, but like, you know, maybe they're not doing a crazy amount of drugs or something completely absurd. They're on that kind of like, they're on a good path. I think, and you won that level. You got them to like where they need to be or where they can make a smart enough decision. So. And this is coming from someone who on their prom night, I literally, I got, you know, after the prom, we sit at a hotel in Manhattan, and I got so drunk that I took a piss on my best friend, next to my best friend girlfriend's face while she was sleeping. Like, you know, like, this is like, you know, they woke up and I was peeing next to, or literally by,
that's on, the point on, of know, success right the, there,
next to her
whether
pillow.
Or not your kid, so, gets, you know, to this level and they're successful
right.
or not. Right. Did they piss next to somebody's head or did they, you know, make it home on time and had a, you know, had a jolly old time, you know?
Right.
or did they have to get picked up by dad because exactly. they were stranded, subway shut down.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I think this gives us a lot to chew on. And I think this episode, originally going to be a mini episode, is not going to be much of a mini episode anymore. I think it's going to have to be to be continued. I think we're going to have like part two. Like, you had Mario 1, or you just had Mario Brothers, and you had Super Mario Brothers, and then you had Mario 2 and Mario 3 and however many they're on now, and Mario Art or whatever it was. Mario Art, whatever.
Yeah. Mario Rodgy.
Right. So I think we need to meet, guys, if you guys are all up for it. I think we need to meet again and discuss this and kind of see what that next stage is. Maybe we just take adolescence next time and just map that game out.
Oh yeah. I have like a whole thing written out. I got more thoughts about like not even levels, like whole thing of like what parenting and video game, and I have like a whole long analogy.
All right, let's do it again. So this is,
I got multiplayer sequel.
Well,
like
we're gonna do video game parenting part two. Look for that too as well in the next month or so. We'll try and do once a month until we know that we've finished the game, right? Until we've written all the code.
Perfect.
So, well, yeah. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining us again. We always enjoy having you back with me in that driver's seat as co-host with me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Eric, thanks so much for joining us again. I can't wait to do this again. It's always fun, and it's a fun time. It's a good way to kick back and just kind of reflect on parenting and get some good parenting ideas, but also have fun while doing it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
And Eric, tell people where they can find you again, all your social media stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm most active on Instagram. It's at Eric Reggie, ERICREGGIE. Reggie's not my middle name. It was just my alter ego from back in the day, if you're wondering. So you can see me on there. I have a bunch of new content for me coming out in the next few weeks. And so I'm excited to share it with you all.
Awesome. And check out his Friday dancing. It's amazing and it's fun. And go back and check out the ones from when you were in Europe. Those were great. I bet those people they thought you were crazy, huh?
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they definitely thought I was a little wacky. I actually was self-conscious when I was doing those, because my wife's coworker had said, oh, people in Barcelona, they're not really going to like that. You know, they're not like the people in New York that just ignore you. And weirdly enough, people in Barcelona were like, looked at me and then looked the other way too. So I don't know what it is with dancing in the street that just people literally just think I'm crazy and they don't want to make eye contact with me. But it's fine. I'll keep doing it.
Good deal. All right. Well, you know, we'll be looking forward to checking out more with this video game parenting theory, and we'll go on from there and look for that in the next month or so. We'll be meeting with Eric and bringing more content that way. So thanks again. Don't forget, we're a part of the Parents on Demand Network. You can find us on their app that you can download at the iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search for Parents on Demand. There's all kinds of great content there. So find us at The Dad Experience on Instagram, as well as on Twitter, Dad EXP Podcast. You can email us at experienceanddad@gmail.com. Want to be on the show? Just let us know. Let us know what you think. Rate, like, subscribe, review, whatever you can do to help us out. Get the content out there, because we really drive our content from the listenership. So without you guys, we can't continue what we do. So thanks so much for joining us again on The Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.